To become a distinguished forest professional, one must be recognized for significant accomplishments over a career. Vernon's Mark Hay fits the bill. Hay was one of four distinguished forest professionals recognized by Forest Professionals British Columbia, FPBC, at its 77th Annual Forestry Conference in Victoria Thursday, February 6. Mark has demonstrated exemplary leadership and contributions that have significantly advanced the forestry profession at local, provincial, and national levels, aligning with the high standards required for this prestigious recognition, said Kerry Simmons, FPBC Board Chair. Mark's career reflects his outstanding service, leadership, and dedication to forestry. His impact on the profession, both in terms of practice and policy, is truly remarkable. It is the forestry profession's highest honor for a registrant. Hay became manager of seedling services for BC Timber Sales, BCTS, in 2013, which manages 20% of the province's public land base, including the auctioning of timber and reforestation of harvested areas. Seedling Services manages the BCTS seed inventory, the production and delivery of more than 80 million seedlings annually, while also providing advice and guidance for seedling use in reforestation practices. Under Hay's leadership, BCTS has planted more than 500 million seedlings and overseen the regeneration of approximately 3.5 million hectares of land. He has also been instrumental in driving several key BCTS initiatives, including the implementation of more efficient seed management practices and fostering innovation in sustainable reforestation methods. Hay has been at the forefront of no-wrap initiatives in BC, a major advancement in forestry practices aimed at reducing plastic use and minimizing waste. As well, his partnerships with nurseries across the province have created a robust network that guarantees the ongoing supply of seedlings for large-scale reforestation projects. Also named distinguished professionals along with Hay Thursday were Steve Kazuki of Williams Lake, Randy Waterus from Grand Forks, and the late Cindy Stern of Parksville.